This is a cover doing this on this. This share is right up your alley, I think. Many of our alleys, but especially Derech HaBezel. At the end of this week's parasha, I mentioned this earlier this morning, just most part of this talk. We were singing this morning after davening, Ashreinu Matei Chalkeinu, Marayim Garlenu, Mayafir Shaseinu, dancing in the circle. So we mentioned there that when we say the end of this week's parasha, of course we know that Yosef, he has Yehuda and Binyamin in a checkmate. And the way that Yehuda put it, he literally sentenced his brother to death, because he had said anybody who that the cup is in his bag will die from that. And so once it was discovered in Binyamin's bag, so then Yehuda had committed Binyamin to death. And this is exactly the very thing which he worried about to begin with, where he had said, going down to Mitzrayim, that he tells Yaakov, he says, you can trust him with me, I'll put my Olam Haba on the line. And Yaakov goes with that, because the Olam Haba of a Jew is considered to be a place which is a higher chayim, that a person will be meiser nefesh for that. More than Reuven said that he'll put his own kids on the life, on the line, that Yaakov didn't trust that. That a person's chelik in Olam Haba comes from a higher place. That when Yaakov heard that Yehuda was putting his Olam Haba on the line, because we know Olam Haba is called the Eretz Chaim, it's a makor of a person's chias, that he knew that Yehuda would do whatever it would take, whatever was necessary to bring back Binyamin. And here Yehuda was being challenged mamash on this nekuda. That would be Binyamin's life, or it would be his Olam Haba. Because he said, Anoichi Yerevenu, that I take a chrayis for Binyamin, at this point he literally committed to give up his life in order to bring Binyamin home. And it was literally at this moment that Yehuda was in such despair that everything which he had lived for, that the Nekudas Mashiach came out of Yehuda. Like we spoke about before, that the Nekuda of Yehuda's Mashiachas, the Vayagesh Yelo of Yehuda, the Vayigash, that he came forth, and he came forth betfila, and he came forth, and he was able to be Menatzeach as Yosef. That when push came to shove, Yosef was the one who had to give in, and he said, turkey, is that what they call it when a person, right?
Yeah.
It's turkey, right? So he said, it's not a Thanksgiving war. There's nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
Hoidu Hashem Kitov.
Hoidu.
Chala ve'oda.
Very good.
Chaim, Chaim, Chaim.
Bring some turkeys to Shabbos. Chala ve'oda.
Forget the chala ve'oda.
It's at that moment that Yosef gave in and he said, Ani Yosef. And that was the moment of the Geula. That was the moment of the Geula. Chazal say that when Yosef said Ani Yosef, it's a dugma as to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say Ani Hashem. They say a ma'isa about the Mr. Chumagid, Zechus Yagen Aleinu. That it once happened that I forget exactly what the situation was. I think it had to do with an esrog. Oh, yeah. One second. Oh yeah. He was very poor. Extremely poor.
The Mag
was extremely poor. And his wife would complain to him. She would say, how much longer can we go on like this? I know you're a tzaddik, but we mamish have nothing. And she cried and she cried. And he let out a krach and said, like, ach, nebuch. Something like that. At the moment that he said that, he made that krach, a baskel came out and said, the Magid, you've lost your chelik in Olam Haba. Lost your chelik in Olam Haba. he was mamish in despair. And then he started to think to himself, and he says, hey, listen. Finally now, they see, I think the Maisak looks like other tzaddikim as well. Finally now, I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any tzipur l'shem, any Kabbalah's pass, only l'shma. It was mamish b'simcha. It's mamish b'simcha. Now I can finally serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shma mamish. Because that thing which is the highest place from where Achiyas comes from is Achiyas and Olam Haba. That's the Makor of Achiyas. And at that moment that the Maggid heard, the Baskel come out and say, you have no more Achiyas and Olam Haba. That Reb Doiv Ber, you're excluded from Olam Haba. He found it within himself to be Besimcha. And after he was makabal upon himself Besimcha, that he's going to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu without any tzipur l'shem Kabbalah's pras, a Baskel came out and said, you've been reinstated to Olam Haba. But you should never ever do that again. Because you know better than anybody else that there's no Rachmanis like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on Basar Adam. So although your wife, she's crying and it's hard, the fact that he let out a krechs and he said, "Ay," so that was already considered to be as if the Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not like Rachmanis Basar Adam, you know better. Don't ever do that again. And it turned out that this Yerida was Mamash and Aliyah. That he was able to be Magala in this moment of despair that he had no Chelik in Olam Haba. A Chelik which is even higher than his Chelik in Olam Haba, which is that place of his Davak Telekos.
In the Krechts.
Mamash, from that Krechts, that he was able to recuperate and to lose his Olam Haba and to attach himself to a place which is even higher than his Chelik in Olam Haba. Which is his Elokos, not because of his place in Olam Haba. That has to do with me. My place in Olam Haba. What I can receive. That place which is higher than that. Which is a place that a person doesn't have a chelik there, that he runs even higher than that, and it's David to Kuchabruchu Alain. That place he was able to attach himself to. And when he reached that place, he was reinstated into Olam Haba. But not because he went back to the lower Olam Haba. He was now in a higher place called the higher Olam Haba. Which is that place that a man is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when a person believes that his place with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that he's totally dependent upon the Rachmanis of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's even higher than Olam Haba. It's the highest, highest tainik of Olam Haba. It's one of the secrets behind why the Ari says that we megale the Yid Gimel Midas HaRachamim by the Ner Chanukah. Because the Ner Chanukah represents that it's shaykh in this world to have a place which is even higher than Olam Haba. That if a person serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu without any tzipur l'kabel schar, that is more as he can be the Shema in serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's mamshech the Yigim Amidas HaRachamim. From that place, the Yigim Amidas HaRachamim, Hashem gives, like we said a little bit before, his Elokus to the Basar Adam. That is a chelek elokam imam. That place is even higher than Olam Haba. And that's Nisgalah b'Ner Chanukah. That's what Rav Nachman says in Tanyana Beis. It's called Shashui Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. At this point, at this Nakuda, the Yehuda had lost everything and he attached himself to that place which is even higher than his Chelek in Olam Haba. It was at this point that Yehuda, in that despair, that he says to Yosef, he says in front of Yosef, in front of his brothers, he says to Yosef, he says, Ma noimer l'adoini, what can I say to you? Ma nedaber ma nitzadak. He says, how can I possibly recuperate from this? How can I pull myself out of this? And with that, they gave him the strength to go on and to say, Vayigash Yilav Yehud, and do what he needed to do. What's one to the next? How did this bring out that strength? So Teretz is that we say every day, Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu Ma'anoyim Goleinu Ma'yofa Yushaseinu. That we say three times Ma. Ashreinu Matayv Ma'anoyim Ma'yofa. And that was what was Yehuda was being Megala at that time. He was being Mechazik himself. That on the surface he was saying, I'm in a state of utter despair. But in that despair he found that the Nakuda of which he's called Yehuda, which is the Nakuda of every single Jew, was called Yehudi. That in this place where he was in the state of complete Yiyush, that his life was on the line, that his Olam Haba was on the line, Binyam's life was on the line, Yaakov's life was on the line, Nafshak Shur Ben Nafshay. There were three people who were going to die because of this. when he had no eitzes whatsoever, and he threw himself onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, and he was mevatel himself, because we know that ma is a lesson of bittul. He says, I'm a nothing. Mom, she's in front of Hashem, he was talking. When he said, Manomer Ladoni, Adoni was talking to Hashem. It looked like he was talking to Yosef. He was talking to Hashem. He was being mizvadeh. Yehuda Zalash and Vidui. And he was saying, Ma, I have no eitzas, nothing. That's when all of a sudden he got that breath of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And he was able, Hashem gave him the eitza to do and to say what he needed to say to come out of his mouth. That's why it's called the Lashon Tefillah, Bayagish Lev Yehuda. That it was like a state of Tefillah, Shechina Medavim V'Tachrona. He wasn't saying anything to Yosef. What was coming out of his mouth was just words of Hashem. And that's why Yosef couldn't resist. It was like a Gzar Din, you pee the Shechina. The Shechina was calling the end game. He says, that's it. Yosef is going to be Megal himself, Yehuda wins. At the point where Yosef was mamish in Turkey, there was checkmate. Mamish checkmate. That when he gave up everything, and he was just misameach in his nekudas Yehudi, and the Ashrei Matev Chalkeinu, that even in the deepest darkness, just to be a yid is the most gevaldik simcha possible. He was be able to be megal the nekudas Mashiach. That's what we say. The Mishnah says, "Havishvel ruach ma'oid ma'oid." That person has to be a shval ruach ma'ayid. It doesn't mean that a person's a nobody. Vishvili nevra'ilam. A person is a somebody. But when he's mevatel himself in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he's megale his nekud of elokos, his piece of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is the greatest simcha. Like it says about tzaddikim, they would make brachas shalei asani goy in the morning, and it gave them simcha the entire day. That when they were tzaddikim, that they're mamash b'shiv and lev, that they know how great a Kaddish Baruch Hu is, and they know. And then they realize, they recognize what it means to be a yid, to be part of Hashem, and that gives them chiyus once again. That's where ma'oid is also, it's two times ma. And it's like, ma. In fact, Yehuda says to Yaakov before going down to Mitzrayim again, he says, kilule hismamanu. If not for the fact that we'd be hismamanu, ki ata shavnu zeh pamayim. We can bring him back already two times. Hismamanu is two times ma. Ulai hismamanu. And later on he says three times ma, because he falls even into a deeper bittul in front of Hashem. But at this point, where there's ma meshamatzah, which is also irreparable, unless Binyamin goes down, he says, ki lulai hismamanu. Two times ma, right there. Shval ruach ma'oid ma'oid. Ki ata shavnu is gematria Mashiach. Shavnu is gematria Mashiach. Ata shavnu. Now that I'm in a state of ma yismamanu, ki ata shavnu. Now I was megalim and nekudas Mashiach. But it wasn't mamish nisgal until he fell even lower than that, a triple ma in front of Hashem. But when the triple ma came out, that's when the ashrenu came out. And that gave him the karech to be menatzeach. What's amazing is that if you take a look at the kavanas of the Ari by Ner Chanukah, the Ari has a kavana. He speaks about this nachal. That when a Jew says lahadlik ner Chanukah, it's Rashi Tevas nachal. And the Ari has two kavanas for nachal. One of them is nachal's Rashi Tevas noitzer chesed lalofen, which is what we spoke about before. The Mashiach is megale. The ner Chanukah is megale. The nekuda of noitzer chesed lalofen. The shnei alfen. And he says on that nachal, he says that if you're mechaving the shame ma, and within that shame ma, you're mechaving a shame called ekya biribua, which is gematria memdalid. So he says memdalid plus memhe is gematria nachal with the koil. It's gematria Chanukah. So what's this nature of this ma, the shame ma, with the mem dalin in the middle, with the shame ekya? So there's a mashmos from Zera Kodesh. Hashem Yitz Hashem, we hope to speak about it another time. B'mo'arichos, b'siyata d'shmai. That the Ari HaKodesh, that the Zera Kodesh says, that when we speak about the Or HaGonos, he says that the Or HaGonos is a shame ekya, which is buried within the shame ma. That what happens when a Jew lights Ner Chanukah, that the Or HaGonos is nisgala within the neshama of a Jew. Why? That's what Ekya means. Ekya means I will be. that even when I fall into a state where I'm mamish ma, or dafka when I'm in a state where I'm mamish ma, when I have that bittel, which is that shema, which as far as I'll say represents the bittel, the anava of a Jew, gufa within that ma and that bittel comes out the ekya, which is I will be, like the Zohar says, ana asa l'mahave, I will always be. That's the secret of creation. That in the deepest darkness, where a person is in that state of ma, in a double ma, in a triple ma, that if he looks within that ma, he'll be able to find that nekuda of aragonis, which is the strength, which is that I will always prevail. I will always be menatzeach. Like the Zohar says, that hoyd and netzach, they're inseparable. Hoyd represents bittel, which is that ma, and netzach is the koyach of nitzachon, over to overcome. And they're called trei pal gigufa. You can't separate netzach and hoyd. That from within that hoyd that a Jew says ma, it gives him that strength of ekya that I will always be and I will always overcome all obstacles. And that's why there's no yush by Ijid. That's what we were just singing. Ein shum yeyush. Ein shum yeyush b'olam klal. There's no yeyush whatsoever. That the more that a person falls into despair and he's able to look within the nekuda of himself, within that yish, he'll find that nekuda of elokos, which is what the Pach Shemin is. That in the state where a person looks at himself and he says, I'm a base of Mikdash, which is completely defiled. There's not a single nekuda of Tara on me. That if he looks a little bit deeper, he makes a Mesiris Nefesh, which is the Mizbeach. Underneath the Mizbeach, he'll find the Pach Shemin. Because that Mizbeach represents the Ma. It represents that a person gives over himself to Kadosh Baruch. He makes an act of Mesiris Nefesh and he gives himself over, which is the Inyan of Ma. He'll find the Pach Shemah, which is the strength of Akiva, that he'll be able to rebuild himself to even higher madrigas than he was before. Because there's always a Nekud of Tara, which is not Niskalka by the Goyim.
There's always a Nekud of... There's a Nekud of what?
Of Tara. There's a Nekud of Tara. There's a Nekud of Kedusha. There's a Pintel Yid that will never be Metami by the Yevanim. There's Ein Shum Maganachi. There's nothing which a Goy can do, but it's buried underneath the Mizbeach, which means... that it's buried under the ma, within the ma, that strength of ekya, that nitzachon within the hoyd, that the Jew's personal agonis. I think we once said that ein shum yeyos v'shetivas ish.